Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day, noon, halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill from here. We're broadcasting live in Flowery Branch. Falcons training camp practice is over for the day. Thanks again to Caleb McGarry for stopping by and hanging out and talking some football with us. And thanks to Bo Johnson for being on top of things.
Yes.
Dropping it both times. Caleb McGarry cussed on the radio.
Yes.
So there we have it.
Yeah, Doc. Yeah, he went in on it.
He did.
He went in on it, man.
He did.
But yeah, but appreciate him.
Offensive linemen, we've had two, right? So far on
both,
the show,
and
they both cursed.
Both have cursed. And if we have another one on, I'm sure he will curse too.
Probably. I mean, who would be the next one? We could have Lindstrom. We haven't had Lindstrom yet.
He doesn't like a curse.
Yeah, he does. He's a little more polished.
He's a little bit more. Yeah.
Boston College guy, you know?
Yeah.
You know us UW guys. We love to cuss.
Yes. Jake's a bit. No.
I don't know if Nunes will cuss with Dukes and Bellies.
I don't know if he did or not, but yeah. But so, yeah. But no, that was a good good barometer of loogies and basically what offensive linemen do all day. Because they do spit a lot. And there's nothing – I'm talking the nastiest thing is because they do – and they spit all day. And they hawk them loogies. And when they try to do it with their helmet on, like in the huddle, and it gets stuck.
Oh, there's nothing grosser.
It is like banging like a mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's nothing grosser.
That is the worst in the damn world, man.
Nothing grosser than a dangling loogie.
Nothing. Nothing
God,
at all.
Disgusting.
Nothing at all. Nothing worse than a damn child that won't go to sleep, Monk. I love my – but you know I love my kids. I was going to fight little three last night. 3:30, this dude's at $1 million door crying. Like, what the hell, dog? Go and get into bed. Come on, man. Come on, Daddy got at least another hour of sleep.
There are certain times of night where you just don't have any fight in you.
Yeah.
It's like, fine, whatever. Come
yeah,
on.
And then
come on.
As soon as he gets in, he starts moving and wiggling. Then that makes me even more mad. So I jump up like, come on, man, let's go. I'll go put him back in there. He throws a damn fit in the bed. And so I'm like, okay, all right, well, it's 4 o'clock. Just stay your ass up. Put his ass downstairs. He fell right asleep on the couch. And there's nothing sweeter than when your baby's asleep. They look so beautiful and everything.
Very peaceful.
It took, I'm talking about everything in me as a human being, as a decent husband, and an outstanding father, not to go over there and wake his ass up. Dude,
out of spite.
He was just sleeping his ass off.
No, no, no. There. We're up.
Oh, no.
We're
no,
up,
no.
Buddy.
Oh, dude, I wanted to
We're
wake
up.
I wanted to, and he slept all, I'm talking about he slept from 4:15 until I had to get him up at 8:30 on the couch. I was like, dude, it took everything. Not to go shake his little ass.
There is nothing that makes me more mad.
Oh. Now,
this might not be true. There's a lot of things that are irritating with toddlers. But there's one thing that makes me very mad is when they do that, and then when it's time to get up, whatever time your alarm goes off or you're awake, whatever, and they're dead asleep.
Yep.
Like just sleeping like an absolute log. And it's as if they didn't keep you up for 3 hours in the middle of the night.
Yep.
And now you got to get up and go be a grown-up
and
afford their life, pay for them to live,
buy
them the food that they need to sustain their energy.
Yep. And treat you just dirty.
And
it's amazing mama can't hear that, though.
No,
it's great. It's amazing mama can't hear that. There you go, daddy. Mama can't.
I used to think that I was a deep sleeper. Until I met my wife.
I know I'm not a deep sleeper, but still.
Maybe I used to be. Maybe it's like a... It's like our protection instinct, whatever. We got to be up first in the middle of the night in case danger comes.
It
I don't know what it is.
It could be.
But, like, they'll be raising hell, and she'll be... very asleep.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but then, meanwhile, if I get up and make any noise, when I get up, she wakes up to that.
Well,
that doesn't make any sense.
What?
Doesn't make any sense.
Where are you going? Get up out of here, lady.
Get up. I don't
know. What time is it?
It's all very
selective. It's like 4:14. Go back to sleep. I can't go back to sleep now. I can do something for that.
But yeah, no, you're tight. You are preaching to the choir, my friend.
Brother.
The exact same thing two nights ago. It just, I don't know. It's, back in the day when you were allowed to just violence them.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know?
Yeah, dog.
We don't do that anymore. But
you gotta
man,
do that.
I understand why they used to.
Yeah.
Just choke slam a 2-year-old.
Yeah,
you know
dog.
What I mean?
Hey, man. Hey, man. Nobody got to know. As long as I do it on the couch, not on the ground.
Yeah, exactly right.
It breaks his fall.
Well, because sometimes, you know, you're playing hard, you know?
Yes.
And it's like this, there's a fine line between, not a fine, there's like a very small line between roughhousing with a toddler and getting some of that last night aggravation out. It's like, come here, I'm going to throw you a little harder on this couch than I might otherwise, or throw you than I would your sister.
Boy, boy, boy.
All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We haven't talked about this just because I don't know how much really there is to say other than ESPN acquired NFL Networks and the right to NFL Red Zone, Fantasy. NFL gets an equity stake in ESPN, which is pretty smart.
Yes.
And now they don't have to run their own TV channel, which is also really smart. Pretty win-win for the NFL.
Yeah, I keep getting all these and hearing all these, but ESPN's losing subscriptions. But they ain't losing money. So I tell you that, people are not they're losing some subscribers and all that other crap. They ain't losing money
because
they just did that, and then they just signed a lucrative deal with WWE.
Yeah, so, I think cable companies are losing subscribers. Yeah. I think now if they're going to have their little standalone, like $30 a month product, and you get all the ESPN stuff and NFL access, people are going to pay for that.
Yeah.
One thing people are paying for and watching is football.
Yes.
Sports in general,
but
football specifically.
And wrestling.
And no doubt. It's absolutely true. Like, wrestling is the people that are in charge of it, and again, we you know, you nor I know a ton about modern wrestling, but, like, the one thing I'll say for sure is the people that are in charge of it are doing a great job.
Hell yeah, they are, dog. It's billions, billions, billions.
I don't remember it being talked about from a mainstream standpoint like this since we were kids.
Yes.
Like, and so kudos to them for all that for sure. Anyway, ESPN acquired a lot of the stuff with NFL Network. Let's hear from Devontae Adams because there's kind of two schools of thought on this one, or maybe many schools of thought, but two ways people are talking about it. Liam Cohen talking about Travis Hunter being offensive and defensive rookie of the year, and then Travis Hunter being like, I don't know, the NFL's pretty hard.
I don't even think it's possible to do, for real, not at a high level, and then go in there. It's hard enough to go cover a punt and then be on, you know, one side, you know, and I haven't done it. I'm not acting like I'm on kickoff or punt, but I see the dudes, and I know, you know, you got your guys, and you see the yardage of my yardage over the game versus somebody that starts on offense and then plays special teams as well. Like, that's just a lot of mileage, man. And I don't know how long. I'm not even concerned so much if he can do it over the course of a game or a season. It's more like, how long is his career going to be if he's playing that many snaps? Because all you're doing is doubling your risk for injury, one. Right. And I don't wish any of that on him. I hope that he can play an injury-free season and go ball out. But, I mean, this is the reality. The more you're on the field, it's already 100% injury guarantee.
Yeah.
You know, once you get out there playing both sides, and now you got to tackle.
Yep.
You got to tackle Derrick Henry with that frame.
That's a totally reasonable take.
It is.
People will probably say that he's hating. He's not.
No.
That's a totally reasonable, but that's also part of what makes it so intriguing about what he might be trying to do. But, yeah, it's
I just think
hard to not get hurt playing football.
I think, oh yeah, you're going to get hurt. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. You're a grown-ass man running into another grown-ass man full speed. So, yes, that happens. But I think the biggest thing with them is how they manage it. I think it's more than just Travis just going out there and playing it. It's just how they manage it. He's going to play both. This is what it is. He's going to play both. But it's just about how you manage it. Because I thought, you know, he's going to play more offense early. And he's going to be sprinkled in on defense until it gets more comfortable. But, yeah. He is definitely going to play both. It's just all about, like, I don't think it'd be like how it was at Colorado, where I just can't imagine.
I can't imagine.
But if anybody can do it, he can.
It'd be cool as hell if it was, though.
It would
though.
Be cool. He is one of those cats that's built different, man. He's built different. I know I saw where they showed his recovery routine and everything. I mean, it's different now. It's different. But, I mean, he's going to play both.
Yeah. And that's, again, that's what makes it so interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to look like on either side. I don't know how it's going to go, but we're all going to watch. And it's going to be really cool to see a guy try to do that. All right, here's Shedeur Sanders talking about being the same guy that he was at Colorado.
Have you watched me in college? Well, you know, a little bit of that going on. I'm still the same guy, you know. Nothing happened to me.
All right. Well, he's going to start on Friday. And listening to their head coach, because we know this on Huntley and everything, he said Huntley may play.
Okay.
So this seems like this is the Shedeur show. Other guys are hurt and everything like that. He's starting his preseason game. That's all I'm saying. Like the
what is it?
He's starting the first preseason game.
Yeah.
The big deal that's being made out of it is just it's sad to me. I think it is, and because the thing with it is that people want to see him do bad because people want to see him do well. You know what I mean? And it's like, because you know what I mean? Because of who he is. This kid ain't do nothing to nobody. He just goes out there and plays hard. I want to see him do well. I really, really, but I want to see everybody do well. There's going to be so much on him because of the fact that he's going to be in there with backups. Now, let me see him with the starting offensive line and see how they go out and do all those things. I see they're down there having a joint practice with Carolina right now. But, yeah, when I saw this, I was like, oh. And maybe it could be where Stefanski's like, okay, you know what, let me just let everybody see him. Because the big thing is he's not getting any first-team reps. Well, he's not playing with the first team this game.
Yeah, he's the fourth quarterback.
He's the fourth quarterback.
I don't
understand why you – I mean, the fourth quarterback. You got the two veterans. You got the guy that was drafted ahead of him, even though I don't see why he was drafted ahead of him.
But he was by them.
So he's going to be ahead of what Shador did. Now, could Shador make noise and go up the total? Yeah, he's got to go play well.
Yeah.
No, that's the thing about
exactly
it.
Exactly right.
He's got to go play well. I think he's going to be fine. But the thing about it is he's still a rookie playing with other young rookie players.
Right.
So it's not going to be the smoothest thing.
Yeah.
It's not going to look like it looked at Colorado.
It's going to be really hard.
Yes.
It's going to be really, really hard.
Yes.
But I just think the way that it's being framed is
– he cannot win a starting quarterback job Friday.
No. But I also don't think that he's being like – the way that it's being talked about is like he's being set up to fail. And I suppose that's true, but like every backup quarterback that plays in a preseason game is being set up to fail.
Yes,
if you want to frame it that way, what did I just say?
You want to have maybe one backup lineman in, maybe two, not five.
I don't think Kevin Stefanski or anyone on that coaching staff is actively like trying to put him in a bad situation to expose him.
No.
Now, that might happen just because of the situation and who he's playing with and the reps that he's gotten in practice and all that. Here's the thing. There's two things about it to me that make it different and more interesting. And like it's Shador Sanders, son of Deion Sanders.
Yes.
It's going to be different.
Yes.
And interesting.
Yes, definitely.
We knew that it was going to be difficult for him to work his way up the depth chart and become the starter game one.
Yes.
Well, here's an opportunity to do that.
Yes.
So
there's an opportunity for him to move up. This opportunity is this. When they turn on the film, when Stefanski and Barry and all the offensive coaches, they turn on the film, it's like, okay, well, we got to get him more reps.
Exactly.
We got to get
him
more reps.
He's getting reps that he hadn't been getting before.
Yes.
So do well and you get more reps.
Yes.
Secondly, it is a little bit different in preseason games because fans will see. And their quarterback situation is not solid.
No.
It's shaky.
Yes.
If he plays well and fans are enthusiastic about it and it's compared to what the other situation is with whoever else they might have at starter – that'll matter.
Yes.
Like, you go out there and play well on TV,
and
Browns fans start getting excited about Shador Sanders, that matters more than balling out in a scrimmage. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I think he's got a great opportunity. I understand the difficulty of it because, of course it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, it's hard.
But it always was going to be. I don't know. I always feel like we're crazy sometimes because we had this conversation 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
It's like if Shador is going to work his way up the depth chart, he's probably going to have to do it in preseason games.
Yes.
Because he's not going to get the opportunities in training camp,
yes,
because he's not. Because that's basically what
you're doing. If you're Shador, you're earning more practice time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so if he plays well Friday, then he'll get more practice time next week. And then if he plays well in practice, then maybe he'll. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I just that's I'm sure that's how he views it because he's a competitor. I just hate the way it's being framed as if like some disservice is like he's a fifth round draft pick. That's what happens. You don't get a lot of reps when you're a fifth-round draft pick quarterback. Not to be rude about it, but that's kind of what it is.
You know, that is what it is.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a couple different Falcons topics here as we broadcast live from Flowery Branch Training Camp. They had a scrimmage today. We'll tell you a little bit of what we saw out there earlier right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. And if you're looking for tickets to this year's Georgia Tech game, tickets go on sale on Friday for the Invesco QQQ Classic. Randy, the Invesco QQQ Classic. But if you don't want to wait till Friday, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is giving you a chance to win them before you can buy them. Listen to Dukes and Bell through this Thursday for a chance to call in and win tickets to the game on November 28th. That's all this week on Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I know we were just doing an NFL no huddle. Keenan Allen is re-signing with the Chargers, which I thought was great because of how young their receiving core is. You bring a vet like that.
Where was he last year? Chicago?
Chicago, yeah. And he's 52 receptions for breaking Gates' all-time receptions record, which I thought was really, really cool.
That is cool.
That's really, I thought that was really, really
Gates
cool.
You think Gates thinks that's cool?
No. Nobody likes the records. Don't ever let nobody tell you that.
He just went in the Hall of Fame. And he's like, dang it. Yeah. Keenan Allen signed back with him. Thought that record was safe.
But he's going to be – but he got something Keenan probably won't get.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah, that gold jacket.
That is true.
Yeah, that gold jacket.
Although Keenan's a very nice player.
He's a very good player. Nice and player. I love the fact that he's going back to that young receiver core with Ladd and what's the boy's name from Johnson?
Oh, yeah, Johnson from
Johnson
TCU.
Johnson from TCU and those guys. So they're going to have an opportunity to make some plays.
Why are they banning smelling salts?
I don't know.
What's that about?
I don't know, Buck, and I saw this and I laughed so hard. Like, that wasn't my thing. I didn't know nothing about it. Like, really?
Did you ever try it?
Me personally getting one and sniffing, no.
Okay.
But a lot of folks did it. A lot of the players did. They would, like, it's clearing me out. The worst person ever was damn Mike Tolbert. We played together in San Diego, and obviously he came to and played for Carolina. Uh-huh. So Mike would get an empty water bottle, and he'll put like 10 of them in there. He put 10 of them, seal it up.
One wasn't enough.
No. He'd get 10 of them and put them in a bottle. And he would walk around, and he would put it in your damn nose.
Oh.
And your face feel like it was finna damn explode. But he would sit there and sniff it. So, yeah. So, I don't understand why they banned it, but it's funny because I didn't understand the use for it anyways. Plenty of people, I know what it was for as far as when somebody knock out, you do and all that stuff.
Yeah,
but
like, gets your cobwebs out.
Yes, but sniffing before the game?
Right.
I never understood.
Right. That's always the funny thing.
But
like,
folks – everybody that I know did it. Wasn't my thing. Cause I never, ever did it, but I smelled it because some people being dumbass and they're like whipping up under your nose. But, yeah, Mike damn Tolbert.
Sounds like a kid whose parents just asked him if he tried weed, by the way.
That is it, though.
Never tried it. Smelled it.
Yeah, but
never
I'm saying,
it.
Man. Yeah, Tolbert.
Yeah,
man,
right.
Yeah, Mike Tolbert, they put it in that damn water bottle as soon as we got to the stadium, and it would just be sitting there marinating.
Yeah, apparently the NFL tells teams they're prohibited from providing ammonia inhalants to players on game days. Players can still use smelling salts. I don't know what the difference is between the two of those, but they can't be provided by the team. So you got to bring your own, I guess.
Yeah, you bring your own.
I'll be honest. I've always been intrigued.
Really?
Yeah.
It smells like?
Yeah, I've always wanted to.
You never done it?
Shot. No.
Oh no, you
no,
don't.
Never done it.
Oh no, it's it's loud.
What if we, like, you know?
But no, Andy.
What if we pop one at 11 and just
Andy,
see how the show
Andy,
goes?
It goes. It's loud. It gets something. It gets up in there,
yeah.
But it's crazy because you would go like there's a like when you walk in the locker room, there's a table usually in the middle, and it's usually like tape if you want to tape your own wrist, like gum, power bars, and it's a damn big ass container of those things.
Okay, they probably have some right there.
Yeah, they probably got some, and they just sit right there on the table, and guys go over and get them before they go on the sideline, do a couple whiffs up on the nose.
Yeah.
I would never recommend it. But
okay.
like how George Kittle is, he does. I've seen him do his on the NFL films. He is a big sniffer. Big. He's a
huffer.
Yeah, man. He. Yeah. So
when
he
you
takes
go from sniffing
in.
To huffing, that's yeah, maybe when yeah, you have a problem.
Yeah, dog. So yeah, he takes it all in. But it's funny that they.
I do want. I want to.
You want to pop
just
okay.
once?
All right, we
just
could. I'm sure.
They say try anything once. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with try anything once.
You know what?
I would try that.
We could try it next week because our guys who EMT guys, they say ETM, EMT guys, they love us. So maybe they got some in the ambulance.
Maybe
and we can grab one.
Yeah.
Grab two.
Who knows?
I'll do it with you.
Thank you.
I'll do it.
I think the show's so good already. Think about what it would be like if we were hopped up on smelling. Maybe it'd be too much.
Yeah, man. But yeah, that, never my thing, but a lot of folks used to like it.
The other interesting, and this one's not as fun to talk about, a story out of the NFL this morning, just sort of from a big picture standpoint, is the Matthew Stafford update.
Yeah.
Is it Matthew Stafford? I don't know. I thought it was kind of just a veteran not doing training camp stuff
no.
a couple weeks ago.
No, man.
It's clearly not that.
That
we
bike.
Found out as the last couple of weeks have gone on. And we find out today that he's gotten an epidural to deal with the pain threshold. And, you know, anybody who's a parent out there, probably remembers your wife, or maybe you are a lady and got one. Probably remembers your wife getting an epidural during delivery.
Yes.
So that's the type of pain that he's dealing with. That's insane.
Yeah, let me.
It also makes you wonder. I mean, the season's about a month away. It makes you wonder where Matthew Stafford's at in terms of his ability to play this year.
Okay, Matthew Stafford is dealing with an aggravated disc that has received epidural. So yeah, throw the thing that CD flipping, you know, and it's not good. I tell you that, man. But the funniest one are some of, you know, because our listeners know everything. And obviously, we love Val. He's our New York listener.
Yeah, one of our New York representatives.
Yes,
Val.
Here's his tweet. Tay Andy. He's obviously reaching out to you because he didn't put my name on there.
Sometimes you don't reply to people. So
I know.
They just talk to me.
Yes. They use epidurals to treat back injuries. Thanks for that.
Thank you, Val. Okay.
Had one in 84.
Ooh, that's a while. That's 40 years
you
ago.
Were, you were just born.
41 years
Yeah. Ago. After a student accidentally pushed me down two flights of stairs. We sure that's an accident?
Two flights.
I don't know. Val, we're going to have some
fun.
Big accident. Val, we're going to have some fun with this one. I don't care, Val. We love you. We appreciate you. That's a big-ass accident, Val.
Accidentally and pushed.
Accidentally and pushed it down two flights.
Don't often go hand in hand.
Because usually when you fall down two flights,
you got to go back.
You got to go back another way. So that's how I was like.
Yeah, because in schools the flight goes that way
exactly.
And then that
way. Yeah, so that sounds like old boy for coming to America. Rick, do it. You conscious?
It sounds like it might not have been an accident, Val.
I'm sorry, Val. And then he said he still has to get up because his back's still messed up. Val, I didn't want to read that part. I just want to have fun with you, Val.
Dang.
Hopefully your back gets better.
Now you read the last part. Now I feel bad.
I don't.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, no. Val knew bad. Val knew we was going to clown with that.
Yeah,
Val knew. Val's a day one listener, so he knows that.
Everybody's fair game.
Yep.
Even ourselves.
Even ourselves. You said something over here, man. We're going to have fun with it.
But, yeah, I don't think that was an accident, man.
Yeah.
What led up to it? That's my question.
I know, exactly.
What led up to it?
But, no, I think that, you know, that's a big deal. They seem like they're committed if he can't go. No, I'm sorry. They believe that he's going to be ready for week one.
Right.
The biggest thing is, you know, they got a veteran who's played a lot of ball in Jimmy G.
That's right.
But he's always one snap. He's literally the one snap away from the other guy.
He's probably closer to getting hurt right now, even though Matthew Stafford got an epidural than Matthew Stafford.
Yes.
Like, he's just so injury prone.
Yes.
Or I don't want to say injury prone. He's dealt with so many injuries in his career. And then obviously Stetson Bennett is there. Stetson Bennett is on the roster. They drafted him a couple of years ago. But then the natural thing is you start thinking about, all right, I mean, a team that has aspirations of winning this year.
And know this guy.
And has a relationship with Kirk Cousins. I don't know. Maybe that's a possibility if this thing goes sideways. Obviously, you don't hope for that in the case of Matthew Stafford or any of these guys, but that is still something that sort of lingers in the background as far as training camp goes for us here with the Falcons is, look, I mean, if Kirk's here, he's here, and he's doing his thing, and he's been quiet, and that's great. But if one of these jobs pops open for this reason or that, he's got to be call number one.
This is the second day I'm one in training camp.
Yeah.
Remember, Justin Fields goes down, oh, Kirk Cousins!
Yeah.
I mean, I was on the way driving over here when it happened. I was like, oh, my God, how hurt is he? Because, I mean, it literally was the first day we were coming out here.
Yep.
And I was driving
it
up
was
here.
The first day of training
camp. Kirk, get Kirk! And then, damn Jarvis, you think Kirk knows yet? And then
he's
saw
already been traded by half the fan.
And
base.
Then I saw, and I saw that this morning. I was like, oh, there comes Kirk Cousins.
Now, I will say this, and I don't think this makes me better than anybody or whatever. It just is true. That's not where my mind went.
No.
Maybe the next one it will. You know?
Kirk Cousins.
Maybe my mind will be trained there the next one. But I didn't go there with Justin Fields, and I didn't think about that today either. But maybe my mind will
be there. Can I say this? I don't think they want to trade him.
Huh. Well, they've told us they don't, and they haven't traded him, maybe.
I don't think they want to trade him. I think they're fine with it.
I think maybe I want him to trade
him. I think more outside. I don't think I mean, unless the right offer comes out. Don't get me wrong. If the offer comes down, the team's going to take most of the money on and all that.
But at this point, they've already paid him.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yep.
Maybe that's where their mind is on that one.
Yeah.
He
looks very uncomfortable.
Who?
Kurt. It's hard. It's hard. No, you know me. I read bodies.
Oh, you are,
yes. Yes, I'm a good bodies reader.
You're like Braille.
Yeah.
But for you, it's bodies.
Yeah, just looking. He looks like it's hard being a starter all those years and then having the back of a rookie, basically.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, he's going to be a good sport, I understand it. But I'm getting to a point where I don't know if they or think they want to even trade him.
No, I mean, I think the point is that there's a preseason game on Friday, so
he's not going to play.
If they don't do it, all they've told us is they don't want to do it.
Right.
Maybe they really don't. You know? I still don't believe them, but maybe at some point I'm going to have to start believing them. And maybe it's because I don't want to believe them, you know? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's more of a me thing than it is a them thing. Easton Stick and Emory Jones will play on Friday, obviously. You know, that's an opportunity to earn the third spot for sure. And again, if Kirk does get traded, maybe that's a backup spot. If you play well enough, because here's the thing, like, if Kirk does get, those guys are still really inexperienced.
Yes.
It wouldn't be outside the realm of possibility that they tried to get a veteran.
A veteran or trade for one or something like that. You're absolutely correct on that part, man.
But that's an opportunity for Easton Stick or Emory Jones to make them not do that.
And then you're talking about M from here.
That's true.
You know, so he got an opportunity to play. I'm assuming he's a Falcon fan growing up, even though he went to play for the damn Gators. But, yeah, I think, you know, he's going to give an opportunity. His family's probably going to be in town. So that's always a great thing that he's going to get an opportunity. And people, they think something of him because they keep bringing him back. You know what I mean? That's one of those things why we talk about Huntley. We have fun with Huntley. Huntley's a Pro Bowler. But it's like one of those things where people think that highly of you, that they want you in their building. They want to look at it. They know that you probably won't make the team. But you know what? Let's give him another shot.
Yeah. It's also in the grand scheme of things, like, you know, normal jobs and normal people life.
Yeah.
Being the third string quarterback or the scout team quarterback for an NFL
team. That ain't a bad living.
It ain't too bad.
That ain't a bad living.
That ain't too bad.
Ain't a bad living right
there. Yeah, you also make probably pretty good money.
Yeah, ain't a bad living
right there. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us here on a hump day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here live at Falcons training camp at Flowery Branch. Live coverage of training camp continues through August 13th. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game brings you exclusive on-air and on-site coverage. Of course, it's going to be on the air. We're a radio station. With the morning shift, the state, Andy and Randy, that's us, broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. And when practice wraps up, join Dukes and Bell at Hooters at the Mall of Georgia. Coverage brought to you by your local North Georgia Honda dealers, by Margaritaville and Lake Lanier Islands, and by Hooters.
Ain't no party like a Hooters party.
Which is exceptionally funny when a four-year-old
says it. I love it.
Live coverage of Falcons training camp is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When that song comes on, let me show you how to sit in the chair, Andy.
Okay.
We've been together all these years, and you still don't get my reference.
I don't.
Last Dance. When you're talking how to sit in the chair.
Yes. The movies you reference, it's wild. It's a wild array of different movies. I saw that movie when it came out probably, you know, all those years ago. I don't think I've seen it since.
Let me show you how to sit in the chair.
Gotcha.
I like how Big Voice Lady says my name for some reason.
Yeah.
It sounds very, very.
Is that what we call her, too? Because we call Steve Big Voice Guy.
Yeah.
Big Voice Lady?
Yeah, Big Voice Lady. Because she sounds like she sounds foreign.
What? Like, from what country?
Randy. How'd she say my name? Randy.
Have an accent?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Okay. Yeah, listen to her close, man. Sounds like she got an accent.
Okay.
Sound foreign.
All right. 20 minutes away, actually 15 now, from the big story of the day. We'll get back into some of what we saw out here at Falcons training. Today was a scrimmage. They did a full two-half scrimmage and a lot of highlights coming out of it, a lot of good stuff. Some guys weren't able to practice. We'll get you caught up on some of the injuries as well. So we'll get there top of the 1 o'clock hour. Grant McCauley is going to join us at 1:20 for his weekly What's Going Wrong with the Atlanta Braves segment. So we look forward to that at 1:20. And then an hour away from the AMA where you can ask us anything.
Dude, it says SiriusXM cancels the Howard Stern show after 20 years.
Huh.
SiriusXM no longer wants to pay his $100 million a year salary. God dang.
So that means for 20 years they did?
He signed a 5-year.
Oh, that's
$500 million.
Okay,
yeah, I knew that. I was like, there's no way they're paying him $100 million for 20 damn years.
I really do wonder. Let's take a stab at it, and then I'll Google it. How much do you think Howard Stern's worth? He's got to be worth $500 million.
At least.
Right?
Okay, he's made $500 million on that. I'm going to go 650.
All right. Howard Stern net worth. Let's see. This says $650 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
All that for radio. Could be us, Randy.
Damn, man.
Could be us if we just keep grinding away.
The way he started out, just like, you know, because I always look at the movie. I always remember the movie.
Yeah.
And the speaker part was the best part of the whole movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah,
But you know where he started out, though? Where he started out? Boston University.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a Boston University comm grad.
Oh,
just,
did I know
just
that?
Like myself. But they would not, the College of Communication, and I don't know, maybe they'll change their minds at some point if he makes the check big enough. They wouldn't take his money because of whatever, I guess he's controversial or something.
Yeah.
But, like, he just wanted to call it the Howard Stern School of Communication.
Oh, well.
They wouldn't take his money. So what? Can you imagine? Why would you not want that?
Well.
Really? I guess I don't know. I guess yeah. I don't. I'm not familiar. I'm only familiar with, like, recent Howard Stern.
Oh, no. I'm going
to know all the.
Now, Howard was raunchy back in the day, though.
Okay.
Yeah, Howard was raunchy as hell.
People love him.
Yeah, I know.
And
I know.
He's worth $650 million.
650 them things.
And our mics used to not work. So, like, you know what I mean? So, like, maybe we can come down off the
high horse.
Off the high horse a little bit, take the man's money. Also, I just have to feel like there's a whole generation of people, and maybe that generation has passed, that would have been like, oh, the Howard Stern School of Broadcasting? I'd like to go there.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Maybe I can call it the Andy Bunker School of Broadcasting.
We're on our way.
Too controversial.
We're
maybe.
On our way, man. We own deck as they like to say. We own deck.
I think we're up, man. I think we're at bat, personally.
Yeah, we own deck.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
I'll tell you what, that mouse sure has been busy today. So not only is ESPN going to acquire NFL Network and do whatever it is they do, air all their content in Red Zone. ESPN, NFL Network.
But no, before that, what's been busy?
The mouse.
The
Disney.
Mouse.
Mickey.
Oh, okay. I thought you said mouth.
I did too. I was like, huh?
Oh, mouse. My bad. I was talking away from the microphone, I guess. No, yeah, the mouse has been busy. ESPN,
got it,
ABC.
Got it.
Yeah, so ESPN is now going to air all WWE pay-per-views as of 2026. So they will be leaving Peacock, thank God, and headed over to ESPN, where I hope that the streaming experience is a little bit better. So, all premium events.
What was wrong with Peacock?
Thing wrong with Peacock is that once a premium event starts for WWE, you can't start it from the beginning, and you also can't pause it. So, if I want to leave the house on a Saturday evening while watching SummerSlam and take Olivia to go do something because she doesn't care about it, I can't pause it and pick it up later when I come back. I just have to wait till like 1 o'clock in the morning for the replay to start.
Got it. Okay.
So, yeah, it was kind of a pain. So hopefully ESPN does it better, so we'll see. To bring it back home here, congratulations to Matt Olson, the ultimate pro, as he was named the 2025 Braves Heart and Hustle Award winner.
Nice.
So
who won it last year?
That, you know what, I'm not sure.
What is that award?
Every team gives out the Heart and Hustle Award. This is mainly because Matt Olson's like not missed a game since joining the Braves. He actually owns
the longest. He's always in the lineup.
Active MLB streak too, if I'm not mistaken, at like 732 games.
He plays every day, man.
Yeah, he does. He's played in all 597 games since 2022.
That's awesome. We used to give out a heart, and they might still do it, a Heart and Hustle Award on the Hawks postgame show every night.
Uh-huh.
Brought to you by, I don't know, Emory Healthcare or something like that. It was a sponsored thing. And I gave it to Kent Bazemore every single game for 3 years, and nobody ever noticed. Every single game.
Our Heart Hustle Player of the Game is
Kent Bazemore.
Kent Bazemore.
11 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 steal. Brought to you by, every single night. No one ever noticed.
So Austin Riley won it last year. He has lots of heart and hustle.
Okay.
So there you go. Well-deserved there, Matty O. Over to the Falcons here. Here's a clip from Bijan yesterday talking about Falcons' brand-new center, Ryan Neuzel, and one body part that Bijan's kind of fond of.
Yeah, he's like a bowling ball. Like if you feel like that's not a soft belly. Like, I think it's firm. And, like, when he blocks people, he moves people, like, out the way.
There you go. Ryan Neuzel with a very firm belly. Not a soft
firm belly.
Well, yeah, you don't want, you don't want too soft of a belly.
No, don't.
But if you have a belly,
uniform.
Isn't it going to be soft? Am I mistaken here? I've never really had a big
one. No, I mean, some people got hard bellies.
Yeah, sometimes people are like even kind of fat, but that thing's still kind of.
Yeah, they just solid.
Yeah, like there's a jiggly fat and solid fat.
Yes, there's a big difference.
And I think personally, if I had to be one of the two, I'd rather be solid fat.
Oh, I'd be hard fat all the time.
Yeah, you don't want to be jiggly fat.
No, I don't want to be
flopping around.
I don't want nothing moving.
So, just like y'all, I am very intrigued in this smelling salt thing. Now, you've always seen the guys with the smelling salts, and they always do. Like, Baker Mayfield is one where he'll grab the smelling salt, just like Kittle, and it's like, rawr! I kind of feel like I missed out on something in my 20s. Like, it might have been a quick way to, I don't know, just get a buzz or something like that. Here is
what about a hangover cure? You think that would
maybe
help a hangover?
Maybe it is.
I don't know.
Could be it too.
I don't know.
But to ban it though, there has to be something up. It's got to kill some kind of brain cells for them to ban it.
I got to do something. I'm assuming that it does. They think it does something. I don't know.
Here's my theory.
All right.
My theory is that because what you talked about was a lot of times guys use it to sort of bounce back from getting your bell rung.
Yeah.
Getting your bell rung is just another term for maybe having a concussion.
Yeah.
Right.
But these guys, it was pregame.
Okay. Yeah, they're headed out of the locker room with these things.
Yeah, this is always
pregame.
Oh, sure, this is always pregame.
But it's also something people use for that, too,
yes,
right? Like,
you get rocked.
I think they're being like, this might be making it harder for us to diagnose who's dealing with head stuff
during
games.
Could be, but yeah, or, that's a pregame ritual.
If you give smelling salts to somebody that's literally knocked out and it wakes them up, if you take them while awake and sober, I'm sure it does something to your brain and the blood flowing through your body. But here's George Kittle on them banning smelling salts, because he definitely was a huge fan.
George, hello, friend. How are you?
I honestly just came up here to air a grievance.
Oh.
Our team got a memo today that smelling salts and ammonia packets were made illegal in the NFL.
Wow.
And I've been distraught all day.
Okay. Illegal?
He even said he's not practicing anymore.
I considered retirement.
Yeah.
So they bring that back for George Kittle.
We got to figure out a middle ground here, guys.
Somebody help me out. Somebody come up with a good idea.
Send an email on you. Airing of grievances.
Yeah, that's all I had to get out there. I'll get that off.
Is it every drive? I'm an every drive guy.
In between every play, he's one of his socks that pulls out the sock. Well, it feels like the energy's still out here, though.
I mean, definitely. But I miss those already.
Well, they haven't been outlawed at practice.
That's what they are. The ammonia packs, the smelling salt. I'm pretty sure it's the same thing. But that's what he's talking about. The ammonia pack. You spelled ammonia, right?
Uh huh.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But it's
strong.
It's really, really strong. Just imagine that being in a bottle.
Yeah.
Just fuming.
So you're talking about it's
concentrated in your nose.
Is it the same like ammonia that you would use to clean windows with? That ammonia.
Yes.
So it smells kind of like
cat pee.
Like
that. Yeah. It smells. What? I don't know what cat pee smells like.
Smells like ammonia.
Oh, I don't have a cat. Oh.
Oh well, good point. I'm really intrigued by this. Like exactly what it does.
Yep.
Here's an opportunity though.
Hey man, you got a boy cat or a girl cat, Bo? Because like cat might have had a package.
All cats are girls, I think.
No.
No.
Nope.
So. Nope. Nope. That's
all.
That's
boys, all dogs are boys.
Yeah. Wow. I'm like, huh?
I think that's true.
Well, that's true.
I think it's true.
Well, then all cats are.
Yeah, girls.
Interesting.
That's my theory. Every cat is female. That's what feline means. It's basically another word for female. But a market opportunity, though. Like, it's like, you know how weed was legal everywhere or still is in some places?
Yes.
But you had, like, CBD or whatever. You could get around it. And then there was some other thing called Cloud 9 or something. You could get around it.
Delta 9.
Delta 9. Yeah. So if ammonia packets are illegal, okay, just come up with something similar, but it's not the same, so it's not illegal, and this is a company that we can make.
I think it's illegal for the teams to give it to you.
Smelling salts, you can still bring your own,
okay.
But I think they're trying to ban the ammonia one, so maybe we can make our own ammonia thing and sell it to NFL teams.
How are we going
to
do that?
I don't know, man. I don't have the research.
I don't have R&I. Don't throw no plan out there and have me thinking like, okay.
Well, I just have all these plans, but then I have no way of executing
the plan.
Yeah. But it just seems like a good idea, though.
It does. It does.
Thank you.
But we can sell it out like outside of facilities or something.
Yeah, we just go right up the gate over here. Right there. Like when they used to sell CDs in the gas station parking lot.
Yes.
We'll be out there selling bootleg smelling salts.
Hell yeah. People will buy it.
To George
Kittle. Players will buy it.
They would. So Andy and Randy's
attitude. It's all about the attitude.
Attitude scent.
Attitude salts.
Attitude salts.
Attitude salts.
You can smell them, then you can throw them in your bathtub.
Why would you want us to take a bath in ammonia?
No, salts.
Oh.
Bath salts.
Bath salts. That's the one that
didn't they have people
going crazy over that?
Cannibalizing?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Didn't bath salts have folk going like crazy?
Eating each other? What?
Yeah, I think people are smoking bath salts and then trying to eat each other.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I thought that was only
on Lost.
Yeah,
biting arms and everything.
And that would happen on the show Lost.
Yeah, biting arms and everything.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't eat anybody,
all
right?
Man. I mean, unless you have to.
What would be the situation?
Like, we stranded.
An airplane crash?
Yeah.
On the top of like that Swiss Alps.
If we all got stranded at sea, 92.9, who's the first one?
To get eaten?
Yeah, like who's dinner?
Oh, man. I don't know. Maybe Garrett.
I don't know if you want to meet the skinniest guy.
He's not even married yet.
He's not even married
no
yet.
No kids.
Oh, no, he's a skinny guy. We need some.
Need some what?
Nothing. Let me stop.
Somebody wants to meet on the bones.
Yeah, I know. I know. I just wanted Randy to say it and say it weird. No. It's a weird conversation. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.